Once the UN's January 15th deadline failed, the Desert Shield turned into a desert storm. Allied forces began bombing Iraq on January 16, 1991. On February 23rd, the land offensive began. Even the elite Iraqi forces preferred surrender to combat. Kuwait was freed in 3 days. Although deposing Saddam Hussein was a definite option, President Bush held back, fearing that deposing Saddam would be destabilizing to the Middle East, especially giving Iran too free of a hand. Indeed, the Shiite regime in Iran would like nothing better than a Saddamless Iraq dominated by its Shiite majority. Even Israel, which hated Saddam Hussein even more than the Americans did, recognized the wisdom of President Bush's decision. America, as the sole remaining superpower, had shown itself willing to work with the international community in the form of the United Nations. There was no illusion about who had led the Allied coalition against Iraq, but it speaks tremendously about President Bush's leadership that this coalition worked so well.